Like, I'll still, like, it I'm still the same distance. It seems
wiggly on your
yeah,
base.
That's fine.
So, yeah. But I need to, like,
you get
have movement range.
Yeah, these mics do that.
Unlike this one.
Yeah, your mic is jank.
Yeah, and I love it. It adds personality.
It does.
Everybody else, they're fucking vertical ass mice. Mine's just sitting perfectly horizontal. Not even perfectly.
It's not a slant.
it's like 190 degrees.
All right. Welcome, everybody, to the LifeCast.
Hello.
Hi, guys.
Were you picking up all that mic petting?
Yeah. Is there a particular reason you were fondling your mic?
No, it's just soft and I never get to do this.
So, as you could probably tell, there are only four of us here today. We're trying something a little new. You know, we went through the Dark Ages and now we're in the Renaissance. We're getting to be a little bit better. It's like the early ages of the Renaissance where it wasn't quite as good.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're in that experimental phase.
Yeah, we're still working on our stride.
High school bisexual. Experimental phase. All right, I'm Deanna, your host. And to my right is Sydney.
Hello.
And to her right is Greg.
Yo.
And to his right is Dan.
Hi.
Brings it full circle to me.
Is this a square? It's actually like a rhombus.
It's like a trapezoid.
A rhombus, it's like a trapezoid.
This is definitely a polygon. I can say that for sure.
So, what have you guys been doing this week? We're branching out. back to our roots.
Back to our roots.
This did start out as a slice of life podcast, so yeah, we're getting back there. Yay. What you guys been up to?
I had something and I completely forgot, so get back to me.
So, recently, I'm a big fan of the game Divinity Original Sin.
Ah, yes.
It is a classic RPG.
Yeah.
That had some interesting twists on it. One is that it's primarily a cooperative focus game, so you play with one other person and you kind of like develop what your characters are supposed to be, mm-hmm. and you have like disputes with your tag team partner. And so, for example, early on in the game, there was this part where someone's stealing a fish, and you sort of like have the moral conundrum: do you stop him? Like, this man is starving and he's stealing his fish.
Mm-hmm.
And so then it'll cut to a part where you and your friend will be like, yeah, let him have the fish. If he's dying, I don't think this merchant's gonna mind that much. It's like, yeah, but like we allow one person, then it goes to lawlessness. So you can kind of like choose, you can agree with them or you can disagree, mm-hmm. and then you resolve conflict through rock, paper, scissors. It's brilliant. The game doesn't take itself too seriously. There are a couple heavy moments, but other than that, like the game is genuinely, generally, like, just silly and funny. Like, for example, one of my favorite things is they say ridiculous things while casting spells. My favorite is when casting the rain spell. Uh-huh. One of the quotes is,
oh, Shalil.
In the rain, no one can see you cry.
Oh, my God.
And it's completely out of context.
Your need character that isn't rain spell sad. Right now.
Yeah, your character isn't sad or anything like that. It's just, he just says it sometimes. Half the time, I'd be like, deluge. But, you know.
He'll be like, what?
He'll deluge. But like, okay, so
yeah,
that's sort of like the main draw of the game. So in this time, they've added, sorry, I forgot to talk about that. So they're making a sequel.
Yes.
One I'm very excited for, and it recently went on Kickstarter, and so my brother supported it, and he got enough money to get two copies of the game. So he gave me his free copy as a birthday gift, and I have currently been going through it slightly, mm-hmm. just not too much, because I'm not a big fan of supporting. Like, I'm cool with supporting games early. I don't actually want to play the games, though.
Yeah.
Because I generally feel like playing a game with, like, almost none of the features in it ruins the experience, kind of. So I've played a bit. And usually the game is, like, almost completely fully voice acted. Like, even your characters, like, they'll just comment on the world as they pass by. So, and currently, it's currently in alpha, and it's lacking a lot of those features. So it's less of a full experience, but they've added a whole bunch of new cool things. Like, they have races that have, like, which I'm more than happy about. Although currently the dwarves are kind of lacking in the beard department. Like,
that's really unfortunate.
Yeah, I mean, it's in alpha, so. Like,
yeah.
But I feel
like the hallmark of a good dwarf is his beard.
Do we not have facial hair in this alpha?
No, they have facial hair. It's just the beards ain't cutting it. And I'm thinking, like, I noticed that they also kind of have hairy feet, so I'm thinking their dwarf isn't like dwarf.
Their dwarf is like a hobbit.
It's like a hobbit.
Yeah.
But,
no, those are halflings. Fuck, God, get it right.
So, like, you know, like, I mean, you know, if you listen to this, Larian Studios, get me a dope-ass thick beard. But for real though, that female dwarves are fucking sick. They have the dopest hairstyles I've ever seen.
Oh, seriously?
Like, literally, I love every female dwarven hairstyle. They look fucking great. I'm going to be playing, my character is a female dwarf, just because of how much better looking they are than the male dwarves. But even though they don't have beards, unfortunately. Anyways, so I'm going through the game, and it's been a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. I really can't wait for the game to, like, truly, truly come out, because Divinity, like, I gave it my, like, it was either my fourth, I think it was my fourth fourth slot in 2014 Game of the Year. And
when you published it in 2015?
Yeah. And I completely forgot about that.
Yeah, you published a whole year late.
Yeah, I published it a whole year late. And now that I've had time to reflect on, I think I'd probably give it at least my number two slot, if not my number one slot. I really, really love that game. So I'm really looking forward to the second one.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, I haven't been up to much. I've been really, like, digging into my D&D world, and I've added...
Yeah.
I've added a lot. Most recently is I added Ashen Dwarves, which is my own sort of creation. And what they are...
Are these, like, the Sun Elves?
They're kind of similar to the Sun Elves.
Okay.
But they are sort of, like, rivals to the Sun Elves. They are a more barbaric sort of dwarf who live on, like, the mountains. So their skin is as black as ash. That's, like, my sort of take on it. Because I also have gold dwarves, but I sort of wanted to keep their focus on the fact that they're more, like, merchantile and, like, they focus more on their ability to create. While these, because I always I love dwarves. And I love having them fuck shit up. So the reason I created the Ashen Dwarves was because there was no dwarves fucking shit up. I have these, like, nice, like, I mean, they can kind of be assholes, but they're generally good, and I want some more badasses.
All right.
So, but the special thing about them is there's this thing in one of the side books known as a Battle Rager, which is a dwarf exclusive, where you put on spiky armor and you slam into your opponent to fight.
So they're like rock gnomes?
Yeah, kind of. So they, that's sort of their speciality, kind of like how the Sun Elves I have, they have blade singing as their sort of secret art. Battle raging for these Ashen Dwarves is their, like, sort of, like, secret thing to keep to themselves.
Okay.
And
battle raging or battle trancing?
Battle rager is the dwarf thing. Battle trancer is the other elven thing.
Okay, the sword art.
Yeah. That's what you're
called.
Sword art online.
Not the sow, no.
Not the sow.
But
so like the two main secrets of the Sun Elves is this battle trance, that is what your character is, and blade singing, which is a wizard who uses blades.
It's a wizard thing, got it. Okay.
So they sort of have their own sort of secrets, and I'm still developing their backstory. I think I'm gonna have them, like, kind of be the gatekeepers between, like, civilization and, like, the more harsher lands of the world. And that's currently what I'm thinking up for them. So I'm still trying to figure out if they're going to be assholes or if they're going to be super noble people. I'm still trying to iron out where they're going
to
lie.
Would you like to take this opportunity to announce that thing you're working on this for?
Oh, so so specifically, we're going to be running what I call it TLC D&D, which is the Lifecast D&D show, the RPG show. It will be, I currently have 6 players. I hope to keep it that way. And we're going to be playing D&D. And it's, that might sound a bit strange, but take my word for it, it's one of my favorite things to actually do. Like, I spend a lot of my time listening to podcasts, watching Game Grumps, and then watching live games of D&D. Not even just Critical Role.
There are more?
There's so much. It's all on the internet. Reese, Easy Allies also plays Dungeons & Dragons.
Yeah.
There's I follow these guys called Absolute Tabletop. They're relatively small, but they're like... I recommend everyone watch it. They have this this campaign called The Provokers, and it's a very advanced.
Are you okay?
Sorry. I just
you said you okay? Role,
but I heard it as like a Crip Girl.
I also heard that.
Okay, I'm glad I'm not alone. It just reminded me of, like, my brother being really white. So
are you not white?
No, like he was like he had a particularly white moment.
Is he like that color white?
Would you care to go more in depth about how white he is?
I mean, I will, but you can finish first.
But the Provokers, it's more of like an advanced type of D&D because like the players themselves are very like into the role playing aspect. So there's very little mechanics and they just kind of like tell a story together.
There is a bit of
combat. But like the characters really care only about the story, and they always flavor every single attack they do. So it's just like, so it's not just like I hit a dude. It's like,
all right. I'll refer everyone to that for Shadowrun.
It's also a lot shorter than Critical Role. So
seriously?
Yeah, there's only like 15 episodes.
Oh. And they're like three hours each. Oh, okay, yeah. That would do it.
Yeah, so it's really good. And even like half the times they end the episode with like a Q&A or some shit. So
okay,
it's,
cool.
It's real nice.
Is this show going to be live or recorded? Have you decided yet?
We're going to start off as just like a recorded thing, but maybe transitioning to live later on.
Okay, that's what I was thinking.
Maybe like live specials?
Yeah, we could do live specials.
Yeah, that may be good.
Like, you know, fundraiser things. Mm-hmm. When we get to that point. If we get to that point, I talk real big.
When?
If.
Right. So, would you care to share the story about your white brother?
Yeah, please.
Okay. It's very short, but it's hilarious. So, a couple weeks ago...
All right.
You wouldn't expect this from someone who lives in Lynn, it was some sort of discussion on Pokemon Go and how... Valor and Mystic were the Bloods and the Crips, basically.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
And my brother decides to, like, unironically ask the question of, are the Bloods and Crips real or are they just memes?
Oh, little Sylvia child, no! Do I need to refer him to street gangs?
God.
Yes, the Crips and Bloods are in fact real. They're a large threat.
Yep. Please do not akin Pokemon Go teams to those.
Also, I mean, the Latin because, Kings like, are real.
Yeah, the Latin Kings are also very real. they'd be the instinct.
Yeah, they would.
Of this.
They're the people who like they do are wear actually yellow. Getting shit done.
Damn. Did you just call out the Bloods and the Crips? You might not want to do that.
But like in my book that I had last semester, it was like the Bloods and the Crips are always like so busy fighting that like the Latin Kings are like, whoop.
Yeah, they're just like in the back profiting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like that picture of like Batman and Iron Man fighting and they're throwing money at each other and Spider-Man's coming to pick it up.
Spider-Man is all of us.
Spider-Man is a Latin king.
is that why they made Miles Morales?
We are not making that episode title. All right, Sydney. Dan, have you been up to anything else?
I've been playing Civ 5.
Because how was that?
It's pretty fun. It was on sale for like $9 on G2A.
Oh, nice.
For like the game and all the DLC.
Hey.
I'm probably never going to get to the DLC because the main campaign is like 1,000 hours.
Yeah.
Because Civ is a commitment.
Yes.
Yep. I don't know why I bought it. I knew that going in.
It was $9.
Yeah.
But still.
That price tag.
But I'm liking it so far. Like, Civ 4 is, like, low-key one of my favorite games of all time. So
okay.
It's really fun. And I've also, last night or the night before, I forget which, I started rewatching Gunbuster, which is a great show.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
Yeah, because I remember Kennedy was like, when we were talking about, what's his face, the guy who made Evangelion.
Yes.
She was talking about Gunbuster, and I was like, if he likes it, maybe it's actually good, you know? So I was thinking about watching it, and now that you've given it such glowing praise, I'm definitely going to check it out. Probably tonight,
it's
honestly.
It's fucking incredible. Right. It's only 6 episodes.
Yeah.
So. Oh, cool.
That's my favorite type of thing.
Yeah.
In and out. Super good. Get out of my life.
Yeah.
The first half is all world building, and the second half is all robots fighting.
Nice.
It's great.
Quick question, Nen.
Yes.
What country / leader did you choose for Civ?
Right now I'm using Gandhi.
Nice.
But you can't have Gandhi fight you then if you are Gandhi.
I don't know. The one time I played Civ, Gandhi wanted to fucking kill me.
Yeah. Because, you know, Civ works on, I think, I don't know what type of, like, coding it's called, but
RPG
you can,
maker.
No, you could basically go from, like, 0 to, like, 225 happiness or, like, ally points, let's call them.
Yeah.
And you can give Gandhi, like, so many nice gifts.
Yep.
That, like, he'll loop back around from 1 to 255. And that's why, you know. It was a glitch in one of the originals.
Yeah, it was, like, pretty much the original
game.
They gave him, like, a... How it worked was, since he was supposed to be Gandhi, they wanted to give him a sort of, like... a minus to like hostility.
Yeah.
So what ended up happening was that he still started on 0, so he had like a -1 of hostility. Then he went back around to the maximum hostility. So
yeah.
Gandhi, like the first civilization, was like a bloodthirsty monster.
And they kept it because
it was fucking hilarious.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
That's brilliant. I love that story. And I love that it's still a thing, like, to this day.
Yeah.
Because I remember the first Civ game I played was Civilization's Revolution or something. It was, like, a sort of, like, baby version for consoles. And so, like, that was my first encounter with fucking Satan Gandhi. And it's been a fun time. I really love Civ 5. I put, like, at least 100 hours into that. And I finished about 2 games. The rest of it is me just, like, starting. Because, like, my biggest problem with, like, grand strategy games like that is, and some people are going to smack me for saying grand strategy, but, like, you know, the strategy games like that is, like, once you have, like, 20 cities, managing all of them just becomes, like, mad tedious, and I just get bored. I really like the, like, exploration and discovering new things, and then, like, half the time it's like, oh, I'm winning, I can see that, like, 10 turns in, and then it's just me like, I guess I'll just start over again, maybe I'll have a challenge this time.
Yeah.
And then I put up the difficulty and I just get schools.
Oh, yeah.
No. That's something I can't do, is just, like, insane difficulty in games.
Yeah.
Or, like, anything above easy, really.
Yeah.
I like playing my games. I don't like fighting them.
Same. I'm going to put it on the lowest setting if I can.
Fighting games, however.
Those don't have a low setting.
Yeah, they just have a...
Yes, they do.
They just have a get good.
Is it called training mode where the NPC just doesn't fight back?
No. Yeah.
Sandbag mode. Or, like, playing against your kid cousin.
Yeah, you just hand him the controller. He doesn't even know how to hold it, right?
Though, like, my just kid like cousins would probably beat my ass in Street Fighter.
Guilty Gear's actually got a really good system for its arcade mode, or it calls it episode mode.
Yeah.
But basically, it ups the difficulty depending on how well you're doing.
Ooh.
It starts you off on easy, and if you're awful, it just stays on easy the whole way. And if you're good, by the time you hit, like, match 4 or 5, you're on normal or hard.
Okay. That's awesome.
Yeah. That's, like, a really accessible way to do
that's
it.
That's really good.
Because
then you're not like, oh, this is fine. And then by, like, match 4, you're like, I'm getting my ass handed to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I personally like my games really difficult, specifically because, like...
You play Dark Souls.
But, like, Dark Souls ain't
Dark Souls like, doesn't have, like, a difficulty. It's just like...
No, it's hard.
You gotta learn.
It is, like, I shouldn't say it's not hard, but, like, there are a lot of games that are significantly more demanding than Souls games.
The
only thing about that makes people think Souls games are so hard is because...
You die
a lot. Because you can die a lot. Unforgiving.
Yeah, because it's like, so what ends up happening, like, what the game asks of you is not that much. It's just that when you make a mistake, you're punished hard for it. But you're not really even that punished for it because it's not hard to get what you lost back.
Yeah,
so
That's a good point. Yeah.
Unless you're an idiot and don't light bonfires.
Like me.
Or, like, keep a 100,000 souls on you at any one time.
Yeah.
And so it's like...
Press F. Press F to, like, pay your respects for me right, like, now.
But this is Abyssrium, not F.
But for me, like, when I play video games, like, specifically for me, I know lots of people play video games to, like, kind of relax or something. But for me, it's like, when I play video games, I put, like, my 110% in all the time, which is why I can't play, like... I can't play things like Banjo-Kazooie because I want to be doing more than running and jumping. I want there to be like say I'm playing something else simple, like Super Mario 64. I can at least, like, triple jump to, like, keep my hands busy.
Yeah.
You know? I can, like, spam triple jumps or whatever and, like, do some random slides and dumb shit like that. So I want there to be some sort of technical skill required, so I have to be on focus. Yeah. So I'm not, like... Because if my brain isn't being, like, occupied 100%, then I feel, like, bored. Like, I'm not doing that.
Yeah, much. And then why play a video game when you could be doing something else?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's understandable. Fair.
Yeah.
Dan, anything else to add?
Nah.
Okay.
I'm good.
Sydney, what have you been doing?
I've been very, very busy with school.
Yeah.
But in addition to that, yesterday, Pat actually Steam shared with me. And so I was, like, strolling through all his games, and I was, like, internet trash for about 4 hours, because I played Goat Simulator.
Oh, no.
But, like, I never experienced that game.
Yeah.
So I was...
Did it run on your computer?
It did run on my computer.
Hey.
And fun fact, CSGO at least opens on my computer.
That's
and
good.
Plays in offline mode. So we'll figure this out at some point. But I might be able to play games with you. If not, we'll just play Paladins. By the way, Paladins, it's shitty looking, but it runs, and it's not that bad.
I actually kind of like
I had a lot of fun
it's
with
not
it.
Terrible.
It's not
no, like,
bad.
I played so many worse games.
Yeah.
It's definitely not awful. It's just laughably hilarious how fast you move sometimes.
Yeah.
I kind of want to bring it back to Goat Simulator real quick, though.
Please do.
How did you enjoy your time with Goat Simulator?
It was just really nice not having to, like, focus on anything, because for so long, the only games I've really been able to play
our Hearthstone. And you need, I need to be focused constantly on that. Like, I can't be half-assing it unless it's, like, I have music in the background. But even then, I find myself misplaying.
Yes.
So it's, like, I'm always looking at the board. I'm always trying to, like, think ahead, be like, okay, what's left in my deck? With Goat Simulator, I was like, I can run in a straight line and blow myself up. Which is, like, a stupid internet fun. But it was really nice not having to, like, hyper-focus on anything.
Yeah. This is nice to chill.
Yeah.
I have never gotten more quickly bored of a video game than I did.
Like, I did too, but, like, that.
Yeah, like.
I'll stretch and say I gave myself, like, 30, 45 minutes. That was really fun.
Yeah, once I turned into Devil Goat, like, that was all that was left for me to do.
I didn't even do that. I jumped off of something too high and I fell through the floor. And I got stuck underneath a swimming pool.
Oh, shit.
Anything?
I love clipping like through games. We went golfing. We played golf friends in real life.
Yes, three of us. What were you doing Saturday?
Sunday?
Saturday.
Sunday.
Saturday I was working.
Sunday?
Sunday I was also working. Oh. But I worked a morning shift, so I might have been able to come, but like you would have to wait for me like at least 2 hours or something.
Oh, that's fine. Yeah. But yeah, we went golfing at
Route 1 mini golf.
I don't know what it's actually. Is that what?
That's actually what it's called. God, Route 1 mini golf.
God, no wonder it's
mini golf on Route 1.
Yes. by the orange dinosaur.
Yeah.
It has the orange dinosaur, and like, I've been mini golfing more than a handful of times in my life. This was the saddest one.
Yeah.
No,
it's okay. Like,
I can see why it's shutting down.
Damn! I knew those were words that would come out of your mouth, and I was just like, I was waiting for it. I was like, it's gonna say,
because I didn't know if I should have said that or like something different, but like, yeah, man, no. God.
I have a good one for that. It's, I was telling my mom about it, and I was like, you know, it was fun, but I wouldn't have had fun if you were there. Like, the only reason it was fun was because we were all there and we could all joke about how awful it was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, if I was with my parents, I'd be like, oh, I'm not going to touch that pinwheel that says objects moving that isn't moving.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to take selfies with the senpai dinosaur that looks like it was blushing.
No. Like, it was because it had a little chip. Yeah.
Like, it was just so nice just being around stupidity for that golf course. Because it was like, it was... If you were there playing it seriously, it would have been the most depressing thing ever. But it was, like, laughably sad.
Yeah.
Speaking of laughably sad, my only other experience with mini golfing was just being three of my friends at night.
At night.
With the garbage mini golf course. But the problem is that they had fucking water everywhere. And so, like, there was just, like, mosquitoes breeding and everything. So I just got, like, stung by mosquitoes for, like, 2 hours and didn't smile. There's no smiling.
Greg, we'll invite you on the next mini golf trip.
Yeah, we could go mini golfing by my house.
If it's not garbage, maybe I'll
go. Oh, it's garbage.
Okay, I'll come anyways. I have low standards.
Is it mosquito-free garbage?
Maybe. The record's in like the middle of the woods, so probably not mosquito-free.
Probably not
mosquito-free.
All right,
during the winter.
I'll spray the shit out of myself and you all.
Oh, okay. So this is a really weird tangent, but like, okay. My family has this gravel, right?
Gravel.
That repels mosquitoes.
Ooh.
It actually works. Came to my house for my graduation party, right?
Yes.
It we had it on the ground. Did you get stung by a mosquito once that day?
No, but it didn't keep the bees away.
We have beehives. What do you want?
You do?
Yes.
Oh.
Hey, bees
also,
are fine.
What?
Bees don't mess with you unless you mess with them.
I disagree.
Yeah,
they fly up in my face.
We have beehives.
And then you back up.
Rocks.
They're fine.
That chase away mosquitoes.
Yes.
Is that some sort of secret, Armenian secret?
Probably.
I've never heard of such a thing.
Do you throw spices on them?
No.
Are they seasoned rocks?
Yes. Seasoned with mosquito repellent. They're not seasoned with that onion powder. And seasoned salt. But yeah, we'll put it in our pockets, and then we'll go mini golf. Pocket rocks. We'll sprinkle it on the mini golf course. Probably like contaminate their.
Is there any
water
way that
features.
We could puree these rocks so that we could have pocket sand?
No.
Puree.
I mean, if you wanna put it through like a grinder, Like a rock grinder?
Oh, that's a much better way than saying pureed rock.
Yeah, if you wanna do that, I will give you like a little baggie. You could put your mosquito repellent pocket sand in your pocket.
Or you could just buy dryer sheets.
Yeah, dryer sheets also works.
Yeah, dryer sheets are great.
I don't need to buy that. And they smell great. Yeah, they do. They're really good if your room smells bad. You put them on a fan. Hold on.
My mom is texting me.
Hi, Mom. Just
rub shit up. Rub that shit on your clothes, man.
Yeah. So, anything else you were doing this week? Since the last podcast?
I went to Wakefield for the first time.
How was that?
Ricky was there, and Ricky has a dog.
Ricky hasn't told us this.
Ricky has a dog, and her name is Lexi.
He doesn't care about us.
Probably
She's
not.
She's very, very sweet. Also, I found a nail in his rug.
In his rug?
Like a fucking nail?
Was it rusty?
No. It was like a new nail. When I picked it up and handed it to Ricky, he said, "Dad." So I was like, "Oh, did your dad fuck up?"
Dad was here.
A man that doesn't tell you about his pets obviously doesn't care much.
Instead of leaving footprints to dads, just leave trails of nails.
Yeah. Just various if you scatter out some sawdust, they'll come and feed.
It's like you're following the tracks. You see like a nut, a bolt, a full 2x4.
Oh my god, it's like Hansel and Gretel instead of breadcrumbs.
A full 2x4.
So you're getting closer. It like, was fresh.
The tracks are getting fresher.
Eventually, it's a full like
arrow
porch.
Pointing to your dad.
Oh my god,
it's a full porch. Eventually,
he makes a patio. I think my dad's nearby. This patio wasn't here last time I checked.
Inside the patio is that dad magazine.
Oh my god! How did we forget? Why didn't neither of us actually buy that?
I'm saving my money for guts. Also, the Shadowrun sourcebook is $75.
Ooh. Pirate it.
Greg, how much are those D&D books? For like comparison's sake.
I believe each one's like 30 to 40.
Yeah. Shadowrun's source book is $75, and like the big ones are 50 each.
That's disgusting.
That's disgusting.
It makes sense. They have to fucking print like a billion words with all their rules and numbers.
Yeah. Shadowrun has so many numbers.
Like, that's how much I spend on a math textbook.
Yep. I didn't even spend that much on textbooks.
I do.
Like, to this day, I have spent 20. A little less than $60 on Shadowrun total. Like,
I thought you
that's
were
including
say textbooks.
No, that's including like the pack of 36 dice I bought that was in like a little case.
Yeah.
Cuz I wanted a specific design.
Yeah.
Including the 100 D6 I bought for you guys to use during the session. And I got the GM screen so I don't have to cobble together my folders.
That's a good thing.
Although I did like the
I know, it had so
the
much
ghetto-ness of it.
I might still use it for like our like not publicized campaign because I am also running a RPG show about surprise Shadowrun.
Calling me shocked.
Yeah, it'll be good. All three of you are actually in it.
Yeah,
I'm actually very excited to start those.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm gonna learn how combat works.
It's like literally like that's all I really want to do.
Yeah,
it's like literally I started playing D&D like 2-3 years ago now, and like literally all I ever want to do is play Dungeons and Dragons.
Yep.
Just anything. Like,
we started playing a year ago, right?
About that.
As a group? Yeah.
Yeah, about that.
And like that's all I've wanted to do since we started playing.
Yeah.
I know.
Now that I think about it, like I think a we year did wait for people.
Huh?
Yeah, I think yeah,
you
I think it's been about a year.
Bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a year before that we made like Pathfinder characters with Eleanor. That was so good.
Yeah, I remember, I was
the Slayer elf.
Sydney was the meme.
I was a paladin who followed like the god of randomness. So I literally like I rolled an 8-ball to decide what was just at all times.
God. Yeah.
So I could be like, God, should I kill this person? Ask again tomorrow.
All right, guys, we gotta keep Jimmy alive for 24 more hours.
So then you gotta
shake it again.
Try asking again. Fuck.
Okay, I waste another turn, so it's like we're going through rounds of combat, and then I waste a turn shaking it. It's like ask again later. Fuck. And I shake it again, and that's it for
so
my
good.
Turn.
So like, tabletop RPGs have been part of my life for like 2 years now. And then, like, my uncle played them a while back. He has all the, like, probably first edition Dungeons & Dragons shit.
Oh, my God. It's so ugly and beautiful and stupid.
Yeah. He also has, like, a ton of old magic cards.
Ooh.
Yeah. He has a deck like this.
Can you use any of those?
Like a foot tall. Not in modern. You can use them in vintage, maybe.
Legacy.
Yeah, legacy.
So, like, definitely. You couldn't just throw in one into your deck and be like, oh, new card.
Yeah.
Yeah, they probably notice it by the art.
Yep. And the border. The border is white on those ones.
Ooh, okay.
Anyway, in addition to all of that, I've been planning for Shadowrun, which you could have inferred from that previous tangent. I've been playing more Evolve because it's so fucking good.
Yeah, I really like Evolve.
They released gold weapons for, like, two of my favorite hunters.
Are they, like, 50,000 each?
25.
25? That's not so bad.
Yeah, 25 isn't bad. I'm not spending 50,000 on the monster skins.
Oh, that's what was 50,000. Yeah. Yeah, I remember now. It's the, yeah, they have, you can make your monsters, like, all gold or a thing.
Yeah, for gross. 50, like, a literal trophy.
And it's so ugly that I want it, because it's, like, because one, it, like, gives you as, like, a disadvantage. You're harder to, like, hide.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so it's, so, like, to wear it,
you I have think I have, be, like, a gold Kraken skin or something, maybe.
Oh, no, not Kraken.
What if it made the forest gold?
I want Elder Kraken.
Yes!
If it made the entire forest gold, 100,000 silver keys. You get to make the map gold.
You could have gold characters, gold monsters, yeah, and a gold feel.
I really want Evolve to, like, open up workshop support for skins. That would be so much fun.
Yeah, I could see those skins being real good. I really like the, it's like heart killer set. It's just like the pink ones with hearts everywhere.
Yeah.
There's so many characters that have those. And I almost have a set of full people so in pink. Good. There was just one motherfucker who didn't do it.
Oh.
But yeah, I main support and trapper. Trapper, Crow's my fucking guy, and I love the little bat ray. Gobi?
Gobi. I actually just picked up Crow because, like, I have almost all the perks now, so I was like, okay, I'll finally pick up the rest of the characters. I'm playing Crow. He's actually really good.
Yeah.
Like, really good.
Yeah.
I think he might be busted.
Yep. Because he's a sniper-based support class.
The crazy thing
he's Trapper.
Yeah. So he's like, the crazy thing about him is that he can almost like perma slow monsters.
Yes.
And his gun actually does a good amount of damage too.
Yes.
So I just kind of rotate between chipping his armor away, keeping him permanently slowed.
Yep.
He's just good. I play a lot of trappers. I never feel like I'm doing that much, but
his. Unfortunately, Gobi cut and it does nothing.
Gobi can like, work. He's kind of, he's not that useful though.
Yeah,
but I think he makes up for it with the rest of his kit because he's really good.
And then I play Kala, which is like one of the most underrated supports, I feel like.
It's because she's hard to use. And
yeah, she's incredibly hard to use. But she drains armor, like, in 2 seconds.
Yeah.
You know. I'm still trying to figure out how to use her teleporters efficiently.
Yeah.
Because that's, I think, one of the hardest things about her.
Yeah.
Because they don't stay up for very long. Like, if you get a monster who knows what they're doing.
Oh, yeah, then they'll break.
Then you can't use them. But if you don't, you can kind of get away with it.
I have a quick question regarding Evolve.
Yeah, what's up?
Do you just play, like, do you have your team and then it's the monsters?
Yes.
Or in addition to that, is there another team?
It's your team and then one monster.
Yeah, okay. It's your team of four, assault, support, medic, and trapper.
Okay.
Versus one monster.
Okay. I wasn't sure if it was, like, you're fighting the monster, but in addition to that, you're also fighting another team.
No.
No, there is wildlife that, would be, that you have to,
that would
like,
be a cool, like, thing.
Yeah.
Where it was two monsters versus two teams.
Oh, that might be kind of cool.
Yeah. I would like to see that.
Although it would be cool to like have there to be like there's two teams trying to like kill the monster for
first,
like money,
oh,
and then like the monster could like you could also fight each other. Like if you kill each other, so you're less, so they don't get the monster.
That is so cool.
So then
I
the monster
that
would be able to come up and like while you're in during a firefight, just like fuck all your shit up.
Yeah.
Oh. Like,
ooh,
I would. You just punched my mic.
I would really love to see Evolve do more creative things now that it's free to play.
Yeah.
And like, I mean, I feel like they have a
platform. Making any money off the game.
Nope.
Which is really strange. It's been like a month or two now.
I
want to give them microtransactions at this point because like.
Yeah, I totally would.
Yeah, I don't know. It's
like if they just had key packs, but like didn't diminish the keys you got from things.
Yeah.
I'd do that. And then they also released Behemoth again.
Oh yeah.
He's
really good. Like,
yeah.
Lots of people think he's like completely out of control. It's just that he punishes the playstyle everybody currently uses. So
yeah.
He's really strong, but
he
like,
punishes sloppiness too.
Yeah. You have to like, be on point to fight against him.
Yep.
So it'll be a little bit. Eventually he'll taper out, but for right now he's fucking crushing everyone.
Yes. But yeah. I bring up Kala and Crow because you could get a gold Gobi.
That's so stupid.
I love. And Kala gets the gold arm. Yeah. Her gimmick is that like she injected herself with the monster DNA. Does the half of her face go gold too? That I'm not sure of. Because okay. I think that's like part of her like hunter skin.
Yeah.
So that would be cool though if like just her half her face was gold.
I was trying to look up Evolve Gold Kala and I don't know why I thought anything else would come up except Evolve Goldine. Like, I don't know why I thought that was not gonna happen.
So yeah, that's pretty much what I've been doing. Have I played anything else? I started up CSGO and like I had a couple of problems with it. Obviously we've been playing Paladins and stuff, but my problem with CSGO is that I have to run Steam in administrator mode to get it to connect to anything.
Really?
That's weird.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
In Windows, there you could run certain programs as an administrator so that it gets around, like, you know, firewall blockages and things that you've put up. And, like, built-in Windows walls, basically. And my CSGO, despite the fact that I have a 5G router, 5G internet, and, like, probably the highest internet speed from fucking Comcast, and a 5G adapter on my computer.
You shouldn't have to run it in administrator mode.
I should not have to run it in administrator mode. Like, because it kept timing me out was the issue.
Interesting.
So, I don't know. For something as big as CSGO and as competitive as CSGO, I don't see why it has those problems.
That's weird.
Then again, like, it was developed by Valve, so I kind of see why it has those problems.
I mean, maybe.
Have you had trouble?
I mean, that's PC gaming. It's just, yeah. Like, sometimes shit don't
sometimes
work.
Sometimes it, yeah. And then, like, I looked up the solution. It was, like, either run it in administrator mode or it'll fix itself eventually.
Eventually.
Like,
that's my favorite phrase.
Excuse me?
I mean, right-clicking ain't too big a deal.
Yeah. Well, it is when, like, I run Steam in administrator mode and then I can't Steam share. Because you have to reauthorize everything.
You have to run Steam as administrator?
Yes.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah.
Oh, that's why you had to reshare with Dave.
Yeah.
Why don't you, like, go into... like the folder that has like the executable for CSGO and just run that as administrator.
That's a good question. I think I tried that and it still wouldn't let it through.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's weird. Anywho.
So I'll give it a try again and report back.
CSGO is a pretty good game. I really like playing. I got a lot, I don't want to say a lot of time, but I got a good amount of time into it and it's pretty good. And the thing it's kind of hard to wrap my head around is that it feels really inconsistent, but it can't be because it's considered one of the most like hardcore and competitive shooters of pretty much all time. But like I feel like when I play it, half the time I get headshots and I don't understand why that time it was a headshot and that time it wasn't. I don't know if there's something I'm not seeing, something with like the connections we play on. So hopefully I find someone who actually is good at the game and maybe they can explain what I'm experiencing.
Yeah.
Because you guys will probably note this too, but like half the time, like specifically because I use shotguns, and like half the time I'm like not sure why I'm doing really well, and the other half of the time I'm like I'm not sure why I'm doing really poorly. Like half the time my team's giving me praise, like Greg, you're amazing, and I'm like I don't know why the game it's working this time, you know. It's but other than that, it's a lot of fun. It's like
I feel that way with Overwatch.
Yeah, definitely ask Nugget about that.
He plays CS:GO a lot.
Yeah, I mean he's not too much higher of a player than me. I think the only person that would like understand exactly that would have to like, understand the game on like a really high level to be like why it seems so inconsistent for me, because
mm-hmm.
they would understand how to make it not inconsistent.
I totally feel that.
That makes sense.
Like I'm starting because I've talked a lot about Overwatch not being hit scanned.
Yeah,
I feel like my problem isn't that as much as I want it to be. I feel like it's just I'm bad and I don't know how to adapt. And, like, I don't know what I'm doing wrong, because I feel like, you know, it comes into my reticle and I fire at it. It should hit. But, like, it just doesn't for some reason.
Actual advice.
I mean, that actually sounds like a
hit-scan fighting problem. Games. Like, no, actual advice.
Dan and Caleb have both offered to train you.
Yeah, they have been a little bit. Last semester, I think.
Last semester, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that but, honestly like, does sound like a hit-scan issue, because it sounds like you're not accounting for missile speed.
Yeah.
Which is a problem when it's not a hit scan thing, because like if you're
I keep bringing it back to Warframe, but I'm so used to like just taking out my Sabaris and being like bam 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 bam, bam and it hits where I want when I want.
Yeah, maybe that honestly does sound like a hit scan issue.
Maybe
because specifically like you should play I don't know, play more Lucio, because his things move so slow. I feel like you have to like
they do.
You really have to like account for where people are moving all the time.
Yeah.
Maybe not Lucio, because you also don't have to use your gun to be good with Lucio.
Yeah.
I mean, he does, you know.
I'm a Lucio main anyway.
You don't have to land your shots, but if you do, you're a huge part of the...
Yeah.
You can be a huge part, yeah. Provided you also have teammates who are dicking around. Because you're not going to kill anyone by yourself, but like you can make it so that like Hanzo lands a shot and you go boop, 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 and that's enough to take him out.
Yeah. But yeah, that's what I've been doing. I think Adam shared it in our Discord server a while back. Like a few days ago, the Lucio, like King of the Swingers?
Yeah,
something video. Like that. I want to be that good.
Yeah, I didn't know you could be that good as Lucio. Because I always knew he was one of, like, ironically the easiest and one of the hardest supports to play, specifically because his skill cap was so high. But, like, the shit that dude was doing the video, I didn't even know it was possible. I never seen a dude rise up the wall so fast. He was just like...
Something I've started doing is, like, switching back and forth between his ability. Because I just keep it on speed to get out to the front lines.
Yeah.
And then, like, you know, I play aggressively from there. But, like, I've started switching, like, oh, I need to get away. Like, you know, I'll switch instead of, like, staying as healing.
Rule of thumb, if, like, people aren't in your line of sight that, like, need healing, just keep it on speed until you see that they need it.
All right.
Yeah, that's a big thing. Recognizing when your team needs to be faster and when your team needs healing. Because, like, if your teams are, like, your team's, like, not even just topped off, say they're at 90%. Like, chances are they'll survive. Having speed might help them dodge shots or get into a position to kill their enemies better. Mm-hmm. Such as if you have, like, a Reaper or something. So knowing when to transition between speed and healing is actually a big part of Lucio.
All right. Yeah, I think that's one of my biggest weaknesses in, like, team-based games is, like, I don't want to account for other people just because that's not who I am as a person. Like, I shouldn't play assault.
I meant offense.
Yeah. Like, I shouldn't be watching your ass, but, like, I have to.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like
I just need to change my mentality because I really like being a support main.
I have a similar thing. It's because, like... As a support, I get really angry at tanks specifically because as someone who... my entire life is me... my entire game career is me going hard, and so it really pisses me off when my tanks don't utilize the fact that they have a billion HP and they play like little bitches. And so I'm sitting here like, dude, I have like 100 HP a second coming your way, and you're at full health, and you're playing like a fucking bitch. So as a support, all I do is cuss and swear at my tanks who are too cowardly to go in.
I know. Conversely, as a tank, I am like, I'm so used to playing with supports that don't do shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the second side of that coin.
Yeah.
Continue.
It's just like, I don't understand how people can play so cautiously. It's less fun. Get in there. Fuck shit up, you know?
Yeah. But within reason.
Yeah, within reason.
The Pat.
I mean, if you die, you can't fuck shit up anymore. So it's like, you know, you find the balance.
Also,
that's a maximum.
I'll be right
fuck
back. I need to make sure I'm getting home today. Please, Deanna. Please get home safely.
We talked about this in our meeting.
That's fine. All right. So, do we have any news stories? I guess we can probably transition to those.
Yeah, we can transition to news.
Yeah, we can look at some news. Well, for one, the Destiny expansion came out today, Rise of Iron.
I remember Destiny. I remember I spent like $60 getting that game so we could all play together. And we didn't play with me a single time. Everybody quit the game like 2 weeks after I fucking bought it.
I wanted to keep playing, but like it wasn't my PS4 at the time. It still isn't my PS4. But I was trying to play with people, but the thing is that I would always play late.
Yeah.
And, like, for some reason, in the winter semester, everybody decided, like, 10 o'clock was bedtime. So it was like, I would always want to play with Jake because he was awake, but he'd be like, nah, I'm too high level. I won't do that. I won't do the raid. And I'm like,
that was
but
so
Jake,
spot on.
I
can't
do
even
the
believe
raid as well.
That was so fucking spot on. Oh, my God.
Like, this weekend when I went to Wakefield to see Ricky, he just kept impersonating Jake the entire time. And I was like, this is so accurate.
Oh, my God. So I've been a bit hesitant to get back into Destiny. I did enjoy the Taken King. It felt like Halo, which I was really happy about.
Yeah, it made me really happy because I hadn't played Halo
in such a
long
time. I always forget how much I used to love the Halo series because like ever since I never got a 360 because like the only game they had was Halo.
Yeah.
And I'm not gonna buy a console for one game except Souls.
You could play Fable.
Oh my god, don't make me go back there. But so I never played like 4 Reach.
Yeah.
I think I might have played 3 somewhere. I remember what happened. My 360 broke. I played Mass Effect 1, which I fucking loved. Then my 360 broke. Then I played Mass Effect 2. I played Mass Effect 2 and 3 on PlayStation, and none of my things carried over.
Oh.
So I just played the base game, and I couldn't save Tally.
The one weird thing that I had to get used to with Destiny is that the last Halo game that I like legitimately played was 4.
Yeah.
And I didn't play the online version of 4 at all. I didn't play multiplayer. I played 4 strictly for the story.
Yeah.
Which, looking back on it, was like, it was fine because I could play co-op. But if I had bought that game and I didn't have somebody else to play with, I was like, why would I spend $60 for, like, a kind of lackluster storyline?
Yeah.
But it was, like, it was weird going into Destiny when it was, like, most of the things that you did were repetitive.
Yeah.
Mm. Like, you realize, oh, it's this mission, and you had to do this. And it wasn't, like, there was a loose story, kind of, if you, like, bothered to follow along with the story. But especially starting with Taken King, where they put you right into taking King content.
I could tell you of the war.
Yeah. It's
I like, could tell you of all the shit, but I won't.
And I remember very distinctly booting up Destiny for the very first time, and it was like, it was probably 1 a.m. when it finished downloading, and I told myself, like, I'm gonna play this goddamn game tonight. I am gonna get my money's worth, because I only bought the 1 month PSN. So I was like, I'm gonna play this for as long as I can. And I watched the intro, which was the entire story, with no sound, and couldn't figure out how to turn the subtitles on. Because for some reason my headphones just weren't working. What would happen is that I'd put them on and I could hear the people talking, and they could hear me, but I could hear no game sound at all. And it was very, very weird. So I have no idea what Destiny's actually about, but yeah, Rise of Iron came out today. And Jake got it, but is currently downloading, like, all of it again.
Oh, yeah, so it's going to be, like, an 80-gig download, and it's going to take him 28 days.
Not even that. Apparently, he had to get a new PS4.
Yeah.
So he has to download all of Destiny, all of the Taken King, and all of this expansion.
That's disgusting. Shit. I'm happy I don't play Destiny just for that.
Yeah. I might pick it up once I get, because I'm planning on getting the PS4 Pro.
Yeah.
Like, literally after I pay for Guts. After I, you know, run myself into debt a little bit.
Oh, yeah, I'm in top 8 in Guilty Gear at Guts.
Oh, yeah.
There are only 7 people registered.
Does that mean you're guaranteed to win money?
No.
Okay.
But if you check the smash.gg for Guts 4, there are only 7 people entered in Guilty Gear right now. So the moment I enter, I'm in top 8.
I want to enter Guilty Gear and be the only person out of top 8.
Okay. First match, Nertita and Mecha Man Dan.
Nertita.
Nertita.
Can I send you to losers and have you sweep?
Wow, damn, with that crazy losers run.
Scripted.
I have heard that, like, towards the end, lots of people start signing up or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. Guts tends to not get a lot of people until, like, a month before.
Yeah.
So.
But isn't it, like, it's, like, 2 months before?
Yeah, it's, like, 6 weeks.
A lot of the people who go to Guts are just regulars at Game Underground.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh.
So a lot of them just have to wait for, like, all their paychecks to go through, and then they can get their stuff.
Yep.
I get that.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And we got McPeanuts going.
McPeanuts?
And he's, like, one of the best Skullgirls players, I'm pretty sure.
Ooh.
So.
All right. Cool. Another fighting game I want to learn is Skullgirls. I've had it for a while.
I can teach.
Woo.
For free.
But yeah, Sydney.
Yes.
You have some news stories for us.
I do.
Quickly, would you like to tell us what they are?
If I could find some.
I have one.
Yeah. I think I have like 2.
The Pokemon update.
Yes,
yeah.
The Pokemon update.
It was a thing.
Uh-huh.
It was a thing.
We got
Oranguru,
who is an orangutan Pokemon.
Yeah.
Not a gorilla Pokemon.
So don't fucking name him Harambe.
I will personally burn you.
He's like a football
over
player.
Wonder Trade.
He's also like a football playing monkey.
Yeah.
And then Passimian.
Well, that that's the
football lemur.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah.
He even has that ability called receiver.
Yeah.
I can't wait to name him Lemming.
We also got the two evolutions for Rockruff for Sun and Moon.
Yeah.
Lycanroc.
Yeah.
I don't like Lycanroc.
I like his sun more.
Yeah,
like
the sun one is great.
The sun form is great.
The moon one is garbage. It just looks like Edge Incarnate.
It really does. No. It really does. Also, and it also looks worse. Like, its second ability, like, I don't think it was the same for the other one. I think the second ability for the sun version of Rockruff wasn't Keen Eye, but for the moon one, it was Keen Eye. And I might be wrong. It might be Keen Eye for both. But Keen Eye is such a bad ability for a rock type.
What is Keen Eye?
You can't lower its accuracy.
Oh,
that's wow. It. It's a rock type.
Oh.
It's not, like, it's meant to just live shit. It's not meant to do anything else.
Yeah.
Oh.
So it's worthless. So just by that, better design, better ability. We know literally nothing else about the evolution. So,
also, yeah. we know how viable Sand Attack is. You know, yeah. It's one of the best moves in the game.
Yeah, totally.
He's got protection, though.
We got confirmation for trainer customization.
Hey, I can finally change my hat.
Hatless update.
The hat was so dumb.
I hated that hat so much. Yeah. As soon as I saw it, I was like, please. Just, I don't care if I can't change anything else. Just let me change my hat. Or at least take it off.
We got Nintendogs Pokemon Edition announced for the game.
I'm actually very excited for that because I liked Pokemon and me. But yeah. I was like, I want to do more than just, like, rub your head with my stylus and give you food.
And now you can groom your Pokemon.
Which I'm all for. Cool. Because I just want to give Drampa a bath.
Yeah. I want to just take care of Drampa.
Shower with your Drampa simulator.
No.
He's, like, at a home. You're just taking care of him. Like, wiping his ass.
All right, Drampa, stealing the money. Roll over.
Stealing the money from his wallet. And he's not looking.
wrap up your Pokemon news. We're getting pretty close to an hour.
Really?
Oh, so, yeah. We're at 52-ish minutes.
Other than that, I think the only other thing was they revealed two new Z-moves for Eevee and Pikachu.
Oh, I love Pikachu so much.
I haven't seen Pikachu's, but I saw
Eevee.
It's
literally Souls Instant Kill in Guilty Gear. And,
it really is.
Right? Right?
I just enjoy the fact that for Eevees, it summons, like, all the Eevee illusions, and I'm like, oh, man, yeah, that's awesome. And then they all shoot beams. But, like, if you watch the thing, the little video thing, none of the Eevee illusions move when they shoot their beams. They're just kind of, like, in a frozen position of sitting, and then a beam just shoots out of them. Yes.
They're in Pokemon T-pose.
Yeah, basically.
That's great.
I remember while watching that, like, I don't know if anyone here has seen it, but season 4 of Digimon, where like the people turned into the Digimon.
That's so specific.
The final episode against the final dude was like everyone basically doing that.
It really was. Oh my god. But that shows my shit. I don't know, it's probably garbage, but that theme song, woo, that was my jam. I used to sing that shit literally every day for like a year. Digimon forever united as one. Digimon. That's my shit.
Anything
in fact,
else?
I'm going to jam that shit on the way home. Put that shit on the podcast. Not the podcast, the playlist.
Anything else you'd like to add for Pokemon news?
I can't wait.
All right.
Yeah.
They got
me again. Even though I played X and Y, I was like, this is whatever. They got me again.
Yeah.
And I'm really salty about it. But yeah. I'm gonna buy it. I'm gonna be like, "Wow, this is actually still the same game." And then I'm gonna regret my purchase. But I'm in. I'm in again. I'm gonna do the same thing next generation.
Yep.
I'm gonna keep going and going. I'm gonna have every fucking Pokemon game.
Oh yeah, and actually one more quick thing.
Sure.
Is a Pokemon Magnet happening until January, which is a good thing, honestly.
Pokemon Magnet.
Pokemon Bank.
Oh.
It's not going to be, like, active in Sun and Moon until January.
All right.
Which is really a good thing, because like, I don't want people to, like, bring in predetermined teams, like, the first week into the game.
Yeah, right.
Like, figure out the synergy of the new game first.
Yes.
Yeah. Pokemon Mangan.
Pokemon
and also, I know this has kind of been, like, known for a while, but No Guard Machamp is going to be a thing.
Oh, my God.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
No Guard, Dynamic Punch, Fissure. Because you get it from Gen 1. So No Guard Machamp with Fissure is an actual thing you can do.
Yep.
I forget what No Guard
why?
Does.
No-Guard is all of your attacks hit 100% of the time, but so do your opponents.
Oh, no.
But Machamp can learn Fissure, which is a one-hit KO.
Oh, no.
Yep.
So you just scarf Fissure, everyone?
Yeah.
Wait, can, like, Dugong learn No-Guard? You can do Sheer Cult.
I don't think Dugong has No-Guard.
Yeah, Dugong can't do shit. That's why we love him. Dugong! Dugong! Dugong!
Dugong! I have one piece of news regarding No Man's Sky.
No Man's Sky. No
Man's Sky. I think it was... No.
Was that too much to ask?
Yeah. Actually, yeah. I think the president of Sony, in an interview, said that it was a really bad PR strategy.
Oh, no.
Yeah, who'd have thought that saying your game was going to be good when it was actually hot garbage was...
Yeah, it wasn't so much that, but it was like not releasing anything about the game, like any updates and things like that. And I completely agree.
Oh, yeah.
I wanted to know what I was getting into before I bought it.
Speaking of No Man's Sky, if you really want to play No Man's Sky, but you want to play a good game, play Grav. It's really nice.
Grav. Okay.
Now, I have a question about No Man's Sky.
What's up?
I know on the first day they released one version, and then, like, the next day they released an updated version.
Yes.
All right.
Like, a day one patch that came out, like, before the game came out.
Was the pre-day one patch basically, did it look like what the E3 trailers look like?
No. Okay. No Man's Sky, in its released form, has never, ever looked like the E3 trailers.
Because that would be heartbreaking. And, like, you turn on No Man's Sky, and it's, like,
and it's, neons it looks
and
nice.
Butterflies, and then it's just barren.
And it's like, oh, shit, we forgot to add a lot of things. Here, have a shittier version.
Yeah, did this game get hit by Fallout?
I still remember the first image that they showed. It's like you see like the giant brontosaurus thing. You see the birds flying.
You saw
and you see like the fish in the water at the same time. You're lucky if you see like one species of animal, let alone three in the same shot.
And it's literally my favorite like cobbled together YouTube poop at this point is like the Jurassic Park theme, but when it gets to, it's like, look, whatever, something, Jurassic Park, fuck yeah.
Like, welcome to Jurassic Park.
Yeah, it's like the like E3 version of No Man's Sky versus what we got, and it's like it's some little like hippo on like two tiny hind legs and two tiny forearms,
it's like a T-Rex with little legs like hopping around.
They just look like the little aliens from Oddworld. Spore creatures.
Like
I love Spore's new DLC. The $60 DLC for Spore that happens to be a separate game.
Spore, No Man's Sky Edition.
It's really weird that they went to a different development studio and everything.
No Man's Spore. what an interesting thing. Because the game was exactly... It was exactly what I thought it was going to be. Because I was like, okay, we got a small studio. We have a super overly ambitious game.
Yeah.
And then I was like, I feel like that's... And I immediately in that moment, I figured when I learned more about it, I came up exactly with what I thought the game was going to be, and then it was that game. It was exactly that game, and I was just like, "Damn!" You know, I wanted to believe that they could do it. I really did.
In the last 6 months, leading up to No Man's Sky's release, I cut myself off from all news. I think I've said this on the podcast before, and like, so I didn't get to see like all of like the cool shit that they were promising. So I was like, oh yeah, it's pretty much exactly what I wanted.
The cool shit they promised was the early stuff they showed. They didn't show anything about the game like up until it came out. The best thing we ever saw about the game was the original E3 trailer. And the only other thing besides that we saw was like that garbage thing where they were at PAX or something. And then he was like, we're going to do a live demo and we're going to name this planet PAX. Or some shit like that. I think it might have been E3. Yeah, I think it was another E3. Yeah, they were named this like E3 2015 world, and I was just like, that was really boring looking.
They were like, we're gonna pick any random planet, and it was one of three.
Oh my god,
that was like pre-set.
Oh,
in their demo, because like someone had data mined it.
Yeah,
and gone through and was like, there's a folder called E3 2015 on here.
So he literally straight up
definitely
lied.
Definitely not.
That's hilarious because what he showed off was super boring and turned a lot of people off the game. So the three pre-selected planets were trash. Interesting.
They had three pre-generated planets that quote-unquote looked really good, and they had like a pre-generated game demo. Yeah. Instead of like, oh, this is our game in alpha, look at what we can do. So yeah, looking back, they were like lying from the outset. And that's really shitty. And I could go in depth about like how much I just fucking have become cynical simply because of No Man's Sky. And like, man, I'm surprised it took me this long.
That sucks, man. I believed in them. I called them good people.
Yep. I did too.
Like a little.
I said they deserve my money. No, they fucking don't. No, they fucking don't. They deserve my foot up their ass. For no.
It's like when you see a little kid.
I like to be wined and dined before I get fucked.
It's like when you see a little kid and you're like, oh, you deserve a cookie, and then like they're a little shit. And yeah. But the cookie's already gone, you're like, you didn't deserve that.
Yeah.
I baked that cookie.
It's like,
who the fuck you think you
are? Or like you see a little kid but you don't know that their parents spoil them a lot.
Yup.
So it's like, oh, you're kinda nice, and then they're like, they like say some just like mean shit, and their parents are like, oh, little Jimmy is too funny today, isn't he? I'm like, teach your fucking child manners.
Oh, Jimmy, you look really nice today. Yeah, my mom had that shirt on last week and made her look fat. Wow, Jimmy, you're a bitch.
Yeah.
Like, your child sent me into a spiraling depression.
I mean, yeah, kids are fucking brutally honest, and that's why I hate them.
Yeah.
I just hate them because they're all little shits.
Yeah. They're not all little shits.
Most of them are little shits.
Most of them are little shits.
Only the babies, because they do little shits.
No, it's like the two-year-olds.
They can't talk
yet. Who think they're hot shit, and you smack them across the head. They realize their place in the world.
Do not hit children with hot diapers.
What?
We were not talking about hot diapers.
There's my episode title.
You said hot shit.
I said they think they're hot shit, and you smack them across the head.
See, I interpret that as like literally
smacking them with hot shit.
Don't smack children with hot diapers. Shit.
All right,
I love it.
I love it.
Life advice from the Life Cast.
So,
I think that's a good cutoff point.
Yeah. What a great place to end it.
Yeah.
What a great place to end it. I can imagine that shit. You have like an ask.
Yeah.
What's the fuck? Ask Annie. What's that like advice column thing?
What?
Abby. Ask Abby.
Ask Abby.
Yeah.
Ask Jeeves.
Yep. And so her reply is just, don't hit babies with hot shit. Brilliant.
Yeah. Abby, my boyfriend won't talk to me. Hit him with hot shit.
He'll never see it coming. And he might be into it.
Abby, my boyfriend says something mean. Dump him and then kill him.
Okay, Abby. Abby.
Abby, who hurt you? You don't need to know.
Boys
are gone
me?
Now.
He had it coming. He had it coming.
Oh, man. I fucking love Chicago. Anyway, do we have any more news? Anything else exciting happening this week? We're like on the cusp of an hour.
Yeah.
So
it's also 10 minutes until the building closes.
Yep.
9 minutes.
What a great place to end it, folks. Am I right?
What a great place to end it. If you had been there, if you had seen it, how could you tell me that I was wrong?